Yeah, it's a voice you haven't heard for a while. I'm still alive and kicking and screaming and all of that. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher, the missing voice for the last week and a half or so, spending some time with our bishop in Orlando during our seminarian's convocation, our annual gathering, which was fantastic. And we had about 3 days with 34 high school age discerners, and we kind of introduced them to the concept of the priesthood. And then I was on the drive from Florida back to Boston, and I am back at Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary, part of the orientation team for the new 10 new guys who are coming in this year. So that's what I've been up to, Debbie, and thanks for holding down the fort.
Absolutely. Well, we missed you, but we're glad you're back. Perfect show to come back to, and that is our urgent prayer request show. Very, very active show. You guys are already sending in your prayer intentions, so we want you to continue that. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We'd love to hear from you and pray together and pray for you and with you, and you pray for us, and so that's how it works with the body of Christ. So, Jerry, super easy way to reach us is by phone. That's right. The phones are working, so please call in, and Vanessa will happily answer your call at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Well, prayer goes back to the beginning of time. We see a lot of that in the Bible and in our own lives. Certainly, you have something or someone that you want to bring before the Lord with the entire global Take Two family right now. A lot of areas of unrest in the world, a lot of strife, a lot of civil tension and disagreements and all kinds of stuff. And then there are the health matters and the relationship issues and whatever it is you want to pray for. Urgent prayer request today at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And Jerry, another convenient way for our listeners to reach us and get their prayer intentions and requests in is by texting. We utilized that in the last couple of weeks, and boy, oh boy, was it popular with our Take Two family. You don't have to be Catholic to text us. We'd love to hear from you. All you have to do is you text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your prayer intention, prayer request. Just know that message and data rates apply. You can always reach us by email, take2@ewtn.com, or you can put your prayer requests and intentions right in the chats on social media. Jerry, we're on video. Please wave to all the chat groups going strong.
Hey, guys.
They're already praying. Yes. It's so beautiful. Look at the phone lines, Jerry. Isn't it just so wonderful to see the body of Christ coming together to really storm heaven?
Well, that's right. There may be something weighing heavily on you right now. You really want to say, God, urgent prayer. I need you now. Here's the prayer intention. And then right away, we can promise you, the Take Two family around the world who are tuned in through all the different ways you can listen to and watch the program, they jump into action praying for your intention right away. Again, the number is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We do have still, looks like two lines that are open. Several are being screened right now, and we'll get to your prayers here in just a moment. And again, it's just an opportunity. We kind of call it an on-air couple of times a month prayer meeting. Once at the beginning of the month, we do whom or what are you praying for? And right around this time of the month, the middle of the month, on this feast of St. Maximilian Kolbe, great feast day today in the church, we do our urgent prayer requests. God, I need you now. So what is it? What could we pray for with you? And you, if you have maybe you have a praise report. Maybe you have been praying about something and God has answered your prayers in your favor, which he does if it's according to his will. So it's 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Twice a month, we do prayer shows where we come together and we literally just work around the clock to pray, to go to adoration, to go to Mass, to remember your intentions, to lift your prayer requests up to the Lord. So please, we are asking you to really trust us with that, because we take it seriously. And we need you to pray for us. Mm-hmm. So you're not off the hook. You can't just, you know, leave your prayer intentions and think, okay, everybody else has got me covered in prayer. We truly need you to pray too. So that's how the body of Christ works. So if you would participate participate today, that would help us tremendously. All you have to do is call us 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Fill up that last open phone line. We'd love to get the first set of calls up and on air with us right after the break.
Yeah, in fact, this is always, we say it at, just about every show. Now, the opening segment is the best time to call when lines are completely wide open. They are filling up, as Debbie alluded to a second ago there. But what we do is we have a little kind of a waiting room. We call it kind of the on-air green room, if you will. And you can be, you know, get in the queue there. We work our way through as many prayer intentions as we can. The only part of this show and every day of the show we don't like is getting to the end of the program. We wish we could go on for hours and hours, especially during these prayer times that we share with you. But we have other ways. You can always email us your prayer intentions, take2@EWTN.com. But especially we want to let you vocalize them and just be able to maybe talk through the prayer intention with you a little bit on the air. So giving us a call and getting on the air that way is really the kind of the primary way that most people share their intentions, Deb. Mm-hmm.
So definitely, Jerry. So Jerry, we have a question that came in from our Take Two family member. They wanted to know, you made a comment at the beginning of the show that you're at the seminary in Boston. Could you give them the full name of the seminary? And they wanted to know, you said something about 10 seminarians. Is that 10 in your class or a new class?
That's the incoming class.
That's a new class. Okay.
The new class coming in, that would be the class of 2028, because it's a four-year program. What was the other question?
Name of the seminary, exactly.
Oh, Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary, and we use the Roman numerals, so it's Pope St. John XXIII, the 23rd National Seminary. It's technically in Weston, Massachusetts, a little bit outside of Boston, maybe a 15-minute car ride out of downtown Boston, but...
Wow. Cool.
It's great to be back. Yeah.
Yeah. And 10 seminarians. That's amazing. And this is for older vocations, correct?
It is. Yeah. It's
very nice.
Typically the seminary advertises like between 30 and 60. We have some a little bit older than 60, kind of like yours truly, a few others.
I love it. Okay, this is our urgent prayer request show. Please call in 833-288-3986. And Jerry and I will be right back with your calls.
Let us pray. We're going to go right to your calls here in a moment with your prayer intentions. Urgent. What do you need from God? God, I need you now. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And before we do that, I want to mention real quick that you can visit EWTN's site dedicated to our foundress, Mother Angelica, where you can celebrate her remarkable life. It's filled with photos, milestones, heartfelt stories, and of course, Mother Angelica's wit and words that have inspired the hearts of all ages throughout the years. Visit EWTN.com/Mother Angelica.
Okay, our first caller to start our urgent prayer request show is Mark, who's a first-time caller, Jerry, from North Dakota on our friends at Real Presence Radio. Hi, Mark. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing,
go
Mark?
Right ahead. Yeah.
See, my call-in today is for prayers for two things, for my wife who has cancer, and then also for myself so that I can... find work to adequately feed my family.
Well, yeah, Mark, wow, those are two, pretty hefty prayer intentions. God is certainly up to it, as we know. So we will definitely be praying for your wife for her health concerns, and obviously it's a concern of yours and all of your family, too. We do have the prayer book. I don't know if you're a first-time caller. I don't know how often you listen, Mark, but Debbie does write down first names if people are willing to share those with us about, the prayer intentions. So if you want to give us your wife's first name, we'll definitely put her and you and your whole family in the book, and obviously for you to find the suitable employment that you're looking for as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So her first name, Mark?
Allie.
Allie, okay, got it. How is she doing, Mark? Is she emotionally holding up?
She's she's doing okay. I guess fortunately and unfortunately, we've been dealing with this for several years. But she's holding up okay. She's so strong. She's. I always say when someday when I get big, I want to be as strong as her. She's my hero. And she's hanging in there. And, you know, it's through the grace of God that we're still here and that she's still here. And through the power of prayer, really. So.
Well, Mark, God has put you in the position of being a hero as well right now for your wife and for your whole family. So we're definitely going to be praying for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
It's beautiful, Mark. And your story and sharing how much you admire and love your wife and are there, there's power in that and there's grace in that, Mark. And we're going to be asking for God's abundant blessings on you, for the work, for your wife, for a complete healing. So we go big with God. So be at peace, okay?
Amen. Thank you.
Amen is right. Absolutely. We always build confidence in our God because he is a good and gracious and loving God. Okay. Thank you, Mark. Call us again. Keep us updated. Karen is up next, Jerry, from the great state of Missouri on the EWTN app. Hi, Karen. Welcome.
Hey, Debbie. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. You go right ahead.
Okay, so my urgent prayer, I have a realtor coming to my house today, and it's been on the market for a while. And first of all, I just want to pray for Mark because you could feel it in his voice. So I'll pray for his voice. Mm-hmm. So I feel a little unworthy even asking for help and asking for prayers. But please, Debbie, no one prays like you and Jerry. And please pray that I can get this house and property sold. I'm newly divorced, unfortunately, after 33 years, and I'm doing all this by myself. And so that's my urgent prayer for today.
Okay. So a little bit, absolutely. We will obviously go to the great saints like St. Joseph to really help in the sale of your property. Couple things, Karen, to move it a little, just in a little quicker fashion. If you add a little bit of fasting, and it doesn't have to be fasting from food, and almsgiving. So think about fasting and giving, okay, at the same time.
Yes.
There's tremendous movement to that, and I mean fast. I have seen miraculous things literally overnight, Karen. I'm not joking. And I actually know a person who shall be nameless that he actually out loud said, "Lord, I am stopping this feeling of wanting to do extra on the computer." So he pulled back for I think 10 or 15 minutes on the computer. He also charitably gave to some organization very, very anonymously. And within 24 hours, there was a change. Now, I'm not saying that's always going to happen, but it is pretty amazing, Karen.
I agree with you 110%. I have a lot of stuff left over for my kids, you know. They've gone away and started their own families. And I'm like, why am I holding on to this? And then I'm like, there is some new mother who needs toys and beds and stuff for her child. And have just taken it all to the donation center. And then Debbie, the very same day I had this realtor call and want to come from a town, you know, an hour away to show this house. So I believe wholeheartedly what you said and that Christ is in charge. And I will do the fasting. I have not done that. And the almsgiving, yeah, for sure.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and in addition to St. Joseph, I have never, ever, Karen, been let down by St. Anthony. Why do I bring him up? You might be thinking, well, he's the patron of lost things. Well, he helps us find things, and you need to find a buyer for the house. So I would definitely work St. Anthony into the mix here as well. You can't go wrong with any of the saints, obviously, but St. Joseph certainly, and St. Anthony, and any others that you can think of. And I agree with Debbie. You know, you mix these other, the fasting and the almsgiving in there, God is going to see that beautiful, precious heart of yours, and he's going to act and move on your behalf. Well, I really feel that it's going to happen pretty quickly.
Me too. Me too. Let us know when you sell, okay?
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Karen.
God bless.
So, Jerry, first-time caller, Rose from New York, said, please pray for my nephew, Michael, who is waiting for a kidney transplant, and for my other nephew, Paul, who is battling Parkinson's disease.
Mm. Definitely. We'll be praying for those. Those are heavy intentions. We'll pray for peace of mind for you, Rose, and everybody else who knows and loves those wonderful people, Michael and Paul. Okay, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. God, I need you now. What is your urgent prayer request? We'd be love to get it on the air and get the Take Two family praying along with you. Colleen is another first-time caller in the Boston area listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Colleen. How are you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, are you on, if you're on a speakerphone, Colleen, I don't know if it's possible to pick up that.
Yeah, I just took myself off speakerphone.
There you go. Yeah, now we can hear you great. Thank you so much.
Am I on the air?
Yep, you're on the air. What are we praying for today?
Hi, I'm really sorry. I think being on the speakerphone made me not realize that I was
that's
going on
okay.
The air. Okay, well, since you did talk about fasting, that's a big problem for me. That's like one of my big personal failures that I really have to overcome. But I do need the grace, and so I'm praying for that, for grace. And I'm praying because I want to be, like, you know, bringing souls into the kingdom, but I have this problem with anger. And I think it's covering up a lot of trauma and grief. I've lost all of my children, and I've just, it feels magnified even, you know, I lost my parents, but I lost my dog, recently. And I'm too emotional for one mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. And then I find myself getting very angry, triggered and angry and irrationally mm-hmm. angry, And that's a big block just for people to see Jesus, right? If I'm getting angry, mm-hmm. so I'm not despairing. I'm just trusting. So mm-hmm. I'm calling for prayer.
Absolutely, those are very deep prayers that you are asking God to so that you can be free of all this. But a couple things, Colleen, because Jerry and I are both life coaches, and we have the outreach ministry Stand Tall Today, and you can find us at standtalltoday.com. I would highly recommend getting some outside help for the anger. If you can't manage it yourself, get some professional assistance there. It really, I've seen wonders. It's worked wonders for people. That's the first thing. Second thing is you shared it. You know, you've got grief and trauma, and you don't want to be triggered, and you probably still have these fears underneath there with the anger and all sorts of things that could be just underneath the surface. But Colleen, one of the things is, if you decide, you just made this statement right now to the world that you want to manage this, you want to get over this, right? Well, that's, you're 50% there already. You're there because you already stated what the situation is. So you're already 50% there. Now you just got to get to the 100%. Okay. So how do you do that? Well, you keep working on it. You know, and in life coaching, you know, we say practice makes permanent, not practice makes perfect. Practice makes permanent. So you keep practicing your way. And a way to do it, Colleen, is exactly what you just said. Fasting, it doesn't have to be from food. Fasting from screen time or something else that is you're used to your regular habits, and you tighten them up a bit and offer that up. And then you serve, you give to others, whether it's financial giving or it's a form of service of others. That is a form of giving to others and serving and being there for others. And that is being Christ. So Colleen, when you do that, when you get outside of yourself and serve, it's very hard to be angry. Very hard. So I just want to encourage you, keep on this path. You made a worldwide statement today. So you're almost there. So keep going. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and Colleen, make frequent use of the sacrament of confession as well for that anger, because in confession, we not only have our sins forgiven, but, you know, influences that might be of a spiritual nature can be kind of broken. And, you know, the priests are very, very powerful in that sacrament. And, you know, God brings many graces. Not only are we restored to grace, but we get graces against future temptations and sins. So make a real good use of that sacrament of confession. All right.
I do, by the grace of God. Yes.
Oh, good. Praise God.
You got this, Colleen. Right. You've got a ton of prayers all around you right now. I hope you can feel it. So that should put a smile on your face.
Buddy, because I have a YouTube channel, but I have depression too, and I haven't been knowing what to put on there for the kingdom of God is what I want to do it for, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, put maybe some spiritual quotes from saints, and maybe look through the lens of the saints. You know, they had lots of the saints had issues that they had to work through. So kind of, you know, maybe walk and teach people to look at the lives of the saints to grow in holiness. That can really help. And that's interesting for people to look at and listen to and hear. What do you say?
You mean talk about my own problems with lack of virtue and talk about how saints overcame it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, people need heroes. People need role models. And the saints are right there for us. And you could highlight that for others. And that's a great formation tactic. And it's also a solid catechesis when we look at the lives of the saints, because look how much they've contributed to our Catholic world. It's a beautiful thing. So a lot, you know, and then they'll also be friends with you, Colleen. So they'll help you. So, you know, you bring them into your ministry, they'll help you. That's the way they love to support us. Okay.
Thank you.
You're all welcome. Right. God bless you.
Yeah. All right. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. One line open that Colleen was on there. If you'd like to share your urgent prayer intention, God, I need you now. Ivan is up next, holding patiently in West Virginia, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Ivan.
Hi. Hi. Yeah, I'm going to take myself off the speakerphone.
Okay.
I'm sitting in a parking lot on my smartphone. Okay. I'm calling, asking for prayers for my son, Joseph. He's an adult. He presently has numerous physical challenges. He had sepsis in 2021 and almost died, but when he came out of it and he expressed that Jesus had wrapped him up and saved him then, but he has no feeling from his waist down, and he continued to try to do work and things, and he's diabetic, and he injured his right foot, and he had to have his leg amputated below the knee, and he's got a floating, this is the physical thing, the floating clavicle that's on his dominant side, and he suffers from anxiety and depression and maybe other things. But he's recently went through a separation, and it looks like a divorce pending, but he is lost. I mean, and I was a single parent to him and his brother, so I'm self-diagnosis, but a codependent, and I attend regular meetings, and I go to my own therapy folks, and I practice gratitude groups in the morning, and I have great folks in the church, priests that are very giving, but just now he's so despondent at the moment that I'm not sure exactly what I need to do.
Well, Ivan, hold that thought just for a second there. You can hear the music. We have a short break that we must take right now, but we are going to be launching the prayers for your son, for you, for all of your family. We'll have a little bit more to share with you, Ivan, on the other side of this break. We have Sister Cheryl, Teresa, Sherry, and others coming up next. Well, we're praying together today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, our urgent prayer intention show. We're visiting with Ivan in West Virginia. Ivan, I just have to mention real quickly before we get back to you that we have a EWTN affiliate, a radio partner that's been celebrating 11 years with us, KXDM 95.3 FM, serving Warland, Wyoming. We congratulate Father Bryce Lundgren and his team at Divine Mercy Radio from your friends here at EWTN.
So, Ivan, I just want to be crystal clear on this before I just comment. And now I've got my coaching hat on right now because it's clear as a bell to me as you were describing Joseph's situation. You were talking about your son, Joseph, and he's been going through sepsis in 2021 and then having his leg amputated. Now he's facing divorce and all sorts of things that are happening to him. And he's emotionally struggling with this. Did we hear you correctly? And this is the same son you're talking about, Joseph, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, couple things. Joseph needs to get outside help immediately. If you can try to, okay, he's got to. And please let it be, I'm assuming he's Catholic, correct?
No, he's not.
Okay, but he said that Jesus was there for him and Jesus wrapped his arm.
He's a believer, but he's never, I converted in later in life and
Okay, so you're Catholic and he's not. Okay, okay. All right, but he believes in Jesus. He's a Christian. So here's what you want to do. You really want to step in and say to your son, Joseph, my son, I need you to listen to me now as your father. Please, I'm asking you to constantly remember, and if you need me to call you every day and remind you of the story of how you encountered Jesus when you were very sick and you felt Jesus wrapped his arms around you, because there's a reason. You know where I'm going with this, Ivan. There's a reason. When Jesus shows himself to his children like he did to Joseph, okay, this is Joseph's chance to grow in holiness, even though everything else is crumbling around him. It's his chance to grow in relationship with Jesus, to get very close to Jesus. Okay. If he misses this opportunity, that's unfortunate because he's going to be going through a lot of hardship, a lot of suffering, a lot of pain. And then that's when people get really discouraged and they turn away from God because they miss the opportunity. Please encourage him and work on a plan and say, son, I know this to be true. Okay. The Lord is trying to signal you and to tap you so that you can get very close to Jesus. Please let me help you and remind you, because the world is going to be caving in on him because he's going through so much. But if you can somehow remind him or get him to some Christian counseling and tell the Christian counselor this as well, that your son had this experience with Jesus, this is an opportunity for his path and for his holiness. I feel it so strongly, but I'm sad that he's going through so much, because most people, I will tell you, tend to get overwhelmed by all this and they get so discouraged and they feel very alone. Any comments before we send it to Jerry to have some really profound words?
I'm going to visit him in shortly, within the hour, and he is on that point of he's. I don't think that I can keep on with all this pain and things. So I am going to let him know that God and Jesus loves him and was there for him and help him to remember how it felt and what he lived, how he lived, because of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't add a whole lot to what Debbie said, Ivan. In fact, I was going to mention, just really trying to encourage him to recognize this moment. It really is a moment in his life, that could be super profound. But also for you, Ivan, maybe you're doing this already, but, even the slightest little pain, inconvenience that you go through, just throw that up to the Lord and say, Lord, I offer this for Joseph, for my family. That could be very, very powerful. You still remain his father, even though he's an adult now and on his own. But, you can very much intercede for him, and perhaps the Lord will look kindly upon him and, alleviate some of his suffering based on the things that you voluntarily take on yourself. We have opportunities all day, every day, to offer little sacrifices to the Lord, and I really believe that would be one of the very effective things that you could do for Joseph, Ivan.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
You're
keep
welcome.
Us keep us posted, please. We've got Joseph in the top of the prayer book, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Ivan. Yeah, thanks for calling in today. Mm-hmm. Sister Cheryl is next in Phoenix. She is listening on, actually watching on YouTube. Hi, Sister Cheryl. We're waving at you there. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Jerry. I do have an urgent prayer request, even though I ask very little myself, but this one is for myself. I went in to go see the cardiologist yesterday, and they're going to have to do some heart surgery on me. Mm-hmm. My aortic valve has a plaque buildup in it, and they're going to have to go in to clean it out. And I'm very scared because of my age. I'm 65 years old, and I only had two major heart attacks from before. I have four stents in my right coronary artery, and now they're going to have to go on in to do this, clear out the plaque buildup. And with all the medical problems I've had in my past and everything, it's somewhat scary because even though I pray to Archangel Raphael and Jesus, and I've been saying the rosary and everything, I'm just scared to leave this world because of all the children of St. Jude's Hospital that are dependent upon me to bring them to teach them to Jesus. So please, I'm asking for your prayers. Please.
Yes, yes, definitely, Sister Cheryl. We can hear the angst in your voice. Very, very concerned. And I think it's reasonable to have these concerns right now, given the history that you had mentioned right there. Obviously, we have you in the prayer book and have had you in there for many years. And I know that the Take-Two family right now is going to be really just hitting their knees, storming heaven for you on this. But I always love to point to the saints. I know Debbie does as well. St. Luke is known as one of the patrons of physicians and surgeons, so you can pray for them. You know, it's equally important to pray for those who are going to be treating us, just as it is important for us to pray for ourselves or for somebody else who's going into a procedure like that. And then it came across my attention here. I was looking online. St. John of God, I don't know a whole lot about him right now, but he is one of the patrons of the heart, and also St. Philip Neri, who it was discovered after his death, his heart was just very enlarged because of his great love of God and the people of God. So there are some patron saints, St. Luke, St. John of God, St. Philip Neri, and of course, we're going to be storming heaven along with you, Sister Cheryl. Debbie, I don't know if you have anything.
No, you nailed it. You got an army of our cheerleaders in heaven around Sister Cheryl. Sister, I can tell you already that the Take-Two family is going to pray that the fears calm down and you start to gain a lot of courage through this, because you are strong. You want to be there to serve others, like you said, at St. Jude's Hospital. And so you need to be super brave through this, and you can do it. Why? Because we know you have a ton of heavenly assistance, okay? You have all of us, and there's a lot of us. And I'm going to Padre Pio, okay? Yeah. He is a fighter, and he can hold on, and he's tough. And I'm going to Padre Pio, sister, and I think others will join me on that. So I know you're going to be calling us back after recovery, and you're going to say, I made it, and I'm serving again. What do you say, sister?
Thank you so very, very much. Because a lot of people, they don't realize that the Archangel Raphael, he's a healing angel. And I've been praying to him, saying my rosary to Holy Mother Mary, and to St. Therese, too, because she also died of tuberculosis. So she knows exactly what I'm going through, too. So I've been praying to her, too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You've got them all around you, so yep. Feel them and know that they're there in support, and they know your heart too, because the good Lord's going to let them know everything that that is along with his will. You know that. So if it's God's will, you will breeze through this, and you're going to be stronger than ever.
Thank you so very, very much.
We love you very much.
Yeah. And as Debbie said, we look very forward to hearing back from you, sister, with really great news, good Lord willing. The prayers will be continuing here going forward, so be assured of that.
Thank you so very, very much.
You're welcome. Absolutely. Thanks for being such a loyal member of the Take-Two family. Yeah, okay, Beautiful. Let's continue on. It's our urgent prayer show. God, I need you now. What can God help you with today? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We're going to go to the gorgeous state of Montana. Teresa is a first-time caller listening on Billings Catholic Radio. Hello, Teresa. Thanks for calling in.
Hi.
Hi there. So how can we pray with
you
today?
I need you to pray for my son, Michael, mm-hmm. who's living the transgender lifestyle, and we really don't have a relationship because I refuse to pretend that he's a woman, and, you know, he made demands on me and that I can't do. And so he says, I don't love him, but I pray for him every day, and I have lots of people praying for him. But he needs to come back to God and change this, change back to being my son.
Yeah, yeah, certainly.
It's well, heartbreaking.
It the is heart. Heart. That's exactly the word ever. I was going to use, Teresa. This breaks our hearts as well. And your account of this with your son, Michael, it's hardly the first time we've heard this. It comes up on this show a lot, especially on our prayer shows. And it sounds like, you know, if he, as you said, he's probably trying to manipulate the relationship, you know, to get you to a place where you're going to be, you know, accepting and approving and all of that before he has, you know, further interaction with you and so forth. That puts you in a bind, certainly, as his mother. But what it should do, really, most of all, and I'm sure it has already, is just really drive you into the arms of Jesus right now. Drive you into the arms of Jesus and Mary and Saint Joseph and Saint Michael the Archangel, of course, because this world is confusing our young people. Why so many of them are turning to this and just, you know, just instantly and without even really thinking about it, accepting this and putting themselves through this, I don't know. We don't know. A lot of reasons for that right now, but God definitely has his hand upon your son. God loves him. God created him for a very unique purpose, and there's every reason to hope, Teresa, that he can turn his mind and his thoughts around on this. I don't know, you didn't mention, and we're not prying here how far he's gone in terms of, you know, the transition and all of that. But, you know, Debbie, I know you might have something to say to Teresa, but...
We deal with this a lot in coaching, Teresa. And I just wanted to say this is a very complex issue. And it's very difficult to navigate, a set way to relate to people who are feeling this way. But the one thing that you said at the beginning of this call is you said, you know, he was trying to say that you don't love him. You know, Jesus said, the truth will set you free, right? So you speak the truth. Mm. Of course you love your son. Of course you love him. You are his mother. And so you keep reminding him how much you love him, how much God loves him, you know, and how much God wants the best for him. And he wants everyone to live in complete truth and not to be confused or have these issues that are factors in making people so, not only confused, but even twisted in the way they view their own life and the way they view the world. So, Teresa, you should be somewhat at peace because you're telling him the truth. You do love him. And you know, as much as he's resistant and as much as he's fighting it, down deep, we got to hope that you can pierce through and he's going to need you someday. And so that's what we pray for when all things are revealed and come to the light. And then people start working their way back into an honest, open way of how they are seen and created by God. So, Teresa, we hear this a lot. And so you're not alone. So I just think don't let it, whatever happens, don't let it rock your faith. And I'm not saying it is, but don't let it rock your faith, okay?
Yeah, it's hard to be joyful. I try to be joyful. I think most people don't realize what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have my days where it's really rough.
Yeah.
But I know God loves him more than I do, and I'm trying to really trust that he's going to turn this around for me. But I just wanted to be in the book and have more people praying for him.
Absolutely. Yes. We got it. Yep.
You've got that, Teresa, and yeah, and there are going to be those days, Teresa, and you know, when those days come around, just unload, you know, with your tears, with your heart, share it with the Lord, share it with God. You know, God has such an intense love for Michael and obviously for you. He's a very, very sensitive place in his heart for the tears and prayers of a mother, too. We know that from, you know, St. Monica praying for St. Augustine for so many years and other circumstances similar to that, so... Be it, like you said, try and be at peace, like Debbie said, because the truth always wins. You know, we see a lot of these signs, you know, in people's yards with the rainbow flag and all that says, love always wins. Well, you know, true love always does win. And you are presenting true love to your son. And God will honor that. And I believe will move in his heart. It may be slow. It may take a little while. But, be consistent, be persistent, you know, because God never tires of us coming to him with our prayers, Teresa.
Okay. It's hard because I have people say, you just need to accept him the way he is and
yeah.
and have a relationship with him. And I'm like, I can't lie. I can't pretend. I can't.
No, you can't.
You can't. So,
no, you can't. And yeah, these people are, they're just as misguided, you know, so... well, definitely, we've got you in the book, Michael in the book, and everybody around him. And we'll ask God to surround him with people who will, you know, be able to present the truth to him in love in a way that he doesn't feel rejected or unloved or what have you. You know, that's just so very, very common. But thank you, Teresa, for the call. And please be assured of the prayers of the entire Take-Two family around the world.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Okay, we're going to go next to Sherry in Maryland and is listening on her radio station there. I'd love to, can you, Sherry, what's the name of your radio station there that you're listening to in Maryland?
It's Channel 130 EWTN on Sirius.
Oh, nice. Okay, very nice. Okay, thank you, Sherry. So welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad for grateful. I just turned this station on when I was in the car today. I love to hear your prayers for everyone, and I've almost cried through some of them this morning mm-hmm. praying with you. We're grateful for your prayers.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I have three things mm-hmm. that I'd like to have you pray with me for. One is my cousin. I just found out that he has leukemia. Mm-hmm. And he's older, and I know when you're older and you're diagnosed with that, it can be a little bit difficult than, say, a juvenile having it. So very nervous for him. I just hope he gets through this okay. He's in mm-hmm. the hospital. So, mm-hmm. and his name is Chad.
Chad, okay.
So okay. If you can pray for that. The other
Absolutely.
Is my sister-in-law. Has been without a job for a while. Now she's the main source of income, and it was through DOGE that her department was affected. There's a chance that she might possibly be hired back to there. So I'm really praying hard so that the stress will be taken away from her, so that she can get that job back. She's mm-hmm. nearing retirement, but is a couple years away from where they would be comfortable, sort mm-hmm. of. She's not getting Social Security or anything yet. So it would be wonderful if she would be hired back or get another job that she's applied for.
Okay.
Now, the third thing is my bigger one, probably. It's my son. I haven't seen him in 4 years. Something happened at our house, and it caused a lot of anger between my husband's family and my son, and it's almost irreparable, and it sent him in a very dark world. He's a vet, and he does have a little bit of income, but he's from that, and he's been recently helped. I did call you guys, and After I called you guys about 6 months ago, he was in a better place, but mm-hmm. now, and I almost thought I was going to get to see him, and then he canceled out on me. He's mm-hmm. done that twice already, so he suffers from addiction and a little bit of, I guess you would call it maybe bipolar. Mm. So he's got several different addictions. I believe one of them to be gambling. So that's why he finds himself homeless sometimes. And mm-hmm. The other is some kind of drugs. So he went for counseling for that. So I'm grateful for that. I really think that's due to everyone's prayers last time when I called. I pray to St. Michael to protect him where he is. Mm-hmm. I pray to St. John Vianney to bring him back to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Sherry.
Even
go ahead.
Just where he is, I just want him to be safe.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are all kept safer by our guardian angels, so be sure and dispatch your guardian angel. They work very, very powerfully, and they get on the case of whatever concerns that we have, especially with loved ones and family members like this. So, Sherry, get your guardian angel going to your son and ask them together, you know, to lead him in a right direction. They will prompt us. They will kind of, I always like to say, they kind of tempt us. We think of temptation as being a bad thing, but they can kind of woo us in a certain direction. You gave some hopeful indications, especially that you had you thought you had an opportunity to visit with him recently, and that kind of fell through, but maybe that can be built upon in the future and to the point where it does get, you know, a visit and hopefully, God willing, some reconciliation between the mm-hmm. two of you. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to be praying for Chad as well. I definitely go to blessed and soon to be in about 3 weeks, mm-hmm. Saint Carlo Acutis. You probably heard of him, Sherry, the young Italian boy who died at about the age of 15 from leukemia. He is going to be fully canonized in about 3 weeks, so he is mm-hmm. definitely a go-to for Chad, and we'll be praying for your sister-in-law for the job as well. Deb, mm-hmm.
yeah. Absolutely. I was thinking the same thing. Carlo Acutis, he's very active, Sherry, and also for your son, because he was always so good at bringing people back into relationship and the faith. So we're going to go to Carlo and see what he can do, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And bless you guys for what you do. It's very healing to listen to you.
Oh, thank God. You. Thank you. And Sherry, we put you in the book too, for you and you said your husband and, you know, having that situation with your son. We put you guys, the whole family, in the book. So you know that you're covered, okay?
Oh my gosh! Thank you, because there's been a major issue there, and I've been separated from him because of this, and he had his own addiction, so I think he's over that, and I'm gonna go out to dinner with him tonight.
Oh, good, good. You know, we could actually sense that when you were talking. We felt strongly to put you and your husband in the book. So, you know, maybe this is gonna be a new beginning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, Sherry. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, before we get to Julie Ann, Jerry, who's a first-time caller from North Dakota, I wanted to share Light of the East Radio is Sunday morning, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Father Thomas Loya and his guests explore the rites of the Eastern Catholic churches that are in full communion with the Pope. So please understand that is a great program, and they're in full communion with the Holy Father, the Pope, and it is a wonderful program. And Father Thomas Loya is the one that says God is sanctifying the airwaves with regards to Catholic media. So we love him, and he's been on the show, Father Thomas Loya. Okay, Julianne is first-time caller, Jerry, from North Dakota, on our friends at Real Presence Radio. Julianne, take it away.
Hi, I'm asking for prayers for the repose of the soul of Jason, mm-hmm. who died suddenly of a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And also for his wife and four kids.
Oh, my. Yeah, boy. Yeah, you can hear.
His prayer service is tonight, and his funeral is tomorrow morning.
Okay.
How old was he, Julianne?
He was 54.
Oh, too young. Too young.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, we've got him in the book and his whole family. Jerry?
Yeah. Oh, no, this is, it's very, very sad. And we hate to hear of circumstances like this, Julie, but you can be assured we have Jason in the prayer book, and we're going to ask very special prayers for, you know, comfort, consolation, and peace to the extent that, you know, it is, you know, achievable by the mother and the four, like you said, the four children. That's very, very sad part of all of this, not only the loss of Jason, but, you know, the kids now will be without their dad, and mm-hmm. and we'll pray definitely for the mother of the children as well. So just be assured, Julianne, we're so glad that you were able to get through and get this prayer intention mentioned on this program today. Because, you know, now it allows the entire Take-Two family around mm-hmm. the world to be praying for all of these people.
Absolutely.
So.
Thank you, Julianne. We put you in the book as well. Angel, we're sorry we're not going to get to you today. Anne from Buffalo, New York, we've got your prayer intentions in the book. Frank, first-time caller from Pennsylvania on JMJ Radio, we've got your prayer intentions, the ones that are just coming in by the chats and texting and emails. We'll log you all into the prayer book, we promise. Jerry?
Well, it is a great feast day today. I mentioned this at the start of the show. St. Maximilian Kolbe gave his life for a gentleman who had a family in the Nazi camps in Auschwitz. And so we're going to be focusing on someone that St. Maximilian loved so much, Our Lady. Tomorrow, the feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven, we're going to talk about how you go to Our Lady. That is tomorrow on the program. Thanks to Vanessa, Michael, and Pedro, the show team today, for doing a great job as always. And thanks to you, the Take-Two family. Until we talk to you again tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day.